from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey,
welcome in. Happy Thursday, everybody. Danny and Dusty. Official start of week one of the college football season.
Today,
Coach Prime and the Buffs taking on North Dakota State and the Bison.
Is that the biggest game of the day?
I'm not sure I've ever wanted a team to lose so badly in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Look at you.
Yeah.
Just full-on hater.
Hating on Coach Prime, huh?
Yeah.
He'll find you.
I think it's well-earned.
Yeah. Well, you know where to
come
find
at me,
him.
Prime.
He'll find you.
Easy to find. He's easy to find. You should go out to Boulder and tell him that to his face.
I'll get right on that.
All right. I'd love it if we just had, a bit where Jeff Rust just confronted people with all of his gripes. You know, like, we just send him out to Boulder. It's like, for 15 seconds, Rust gives Prime a piece of his mind.
Darn right.
And then just walks off.
I'm going to stand up for Sean Keeler. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
The Post columnist.
I mean, he did actually take some cheap shots at Dion. But
I still love the Bruce Lee of BS. That's the best one.
Yeah, it is good.
That's old school columnist right there.
Yeah.
That's your old timey columnist.
He's not there to make friends.
No.
No.
No, he's not. I mean, no.
No.
And I think that's the problem with journalism right now, is too many people are trying to make friends with all of the people that they cover.
Mm-hmm. Can I, one more bee in my bonnet, quick squirrel moment?
Yeah.
It drives me nuts how lately, whether it's NBA or NFL or whatever, the reported signings and whatnot, and they attribute, you know, and such and such from such and such agency negotiated the deal. Nobody cares.
Oh, no.
That's a Danny one,
they,
too.
They do care.
No.
The agent does.
The audience
Trust
doesn't
me.
Give the audience doesn't give two S's about who negotiated the deal.
I don't disagree.
But and it takes up time in my space and my timeline, and I get tired of wasting the 4 seconds having to read that on every tweet.
Talking about a lot of bad boys. You guys want to talk about some good boys?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Do you guys see Ohtani and his dog yesterday?
Oh, a good boy.
Oh, such a good boy. Ohtani and his dog threw out the first pitch last night.
That's awesome.
And then his dog hit a home run. Wait, what?
Well, no, he hit the home, and he stole third.
Did you say dog?
No. Yeah, what'd you think he said?
Nothing, never mind, moving on.
Okay. Okay. Ohtani stole third, too.
Hey.
He stole third base. No Adley Rutschman catching. Mm-hmm. There's the big one right there. Yeah. If Rutschman was catching, he's not swiping third. No.
Well, look, does it matter if you dunk on Nikola Jokic or Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah, it does. I think there's a difference.
Still a dunk. Still a big-ass dunk.
It's still it's different if you go over Jokic and you're like, bah. Yeah, you
Jokic
felt that.
Jump.
It, well, okay. If you go over Zach Edey, who's like arms are above the rim, and you're like, nope, bam. That's different than Muggsy Bogues.
2 points is 2 points.
That's right. That's right.
Stolen base is a stolen base.
But now Ohtani's on pace for the 50-50 season, though.
He's there. He's 42-42 right now.
He's on pace for 51-51.
51-51, baby. Yeah,
do it.
I'm here for it.
Do it.
Ken Rosenthal, they say if he hits the 50-50 club, he should be the first DH MVP of all time.
I wouldn't disagree with that one.
It's
one
crazy
bit.
To think that it's never happened, but if you're going to have a season to do it, it's probably this one.
No, he deserves it. He should be the MVP. Well, he'll be the NL MVP. He wouldn't win the MVP if he was in the AL, though, because of what Judge is doing.
Or AL, yeah.
He's having a pretty good year, too.
I would say Aaron Judge's season is pretty good.
He's also in New York, which, you know, everything.
Well, Ohtani's in that small market of Los Angeles.
Well, no. But I'm saying, if he was in the AL, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it really wouldn't matter.
Because Aaron Judge, and they're out there pushing, he's going to set a new home run record in the AL. It's like, okay, let's stop doing this.
Yeah, we do need to stop that.
I hate it so much.
And he was incredible. And
just deal with it.
We'll hear nothing else. He was incredible. Barry Bonds was incredible. He should be in the Hall of Fame. And if Ohtani gets a 50-50 club, he has a Hall of Fame career already. 50-50 club, MVP. Even with a short career, if his career ended like today, you would say that's a Hall of Fame worthy career.
Yeah, we were looking at this.
And it is a really short career.
We were looking at this off air the other day, and it was like, is he there now? And it was like, he's pretty damn close.
Yeah, if he gets to the 50-50 club, yep. I'm going to go ahead and say, done deal, put Ohtani in, and his dog.
And his dog? Okay.
Yeah, put Decoy in, too.
Great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Think of this. All right. So, if he wins the NL MVP this year, he'd be a three-time MVP both leagues, right?
Yeah, it's good, God.
A four-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year, Silver Slugger, two-time Silver Slugger, probably going to be a three-time Silver Slugger, Major League Baseball's Player of the Year, and we are looking at this is his seventh year in Major League Baseball. Only 7 years in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
What's
really going to hurt him are those second and third seasons where he didn't play much and wasn't an All-Star or anything.
I don't.
That's really going to drag down that candidate.
Yeah,
I almost
really
said it with a straight face.
Don't care. And oh, by the way, his pitching stats are redonkulous too. And he's not even pitching this year. Shohei Ohtani is a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Agreed.
And his former interpreter is in prison.
Yeah, we're not hearing anything about that guy anymore.
Also a fact.
Those are two things that are facts.
You think he's going to get Epstein'd?
Whoa, no.
Just kind of disappear?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I feel like wire fraud and sex trafficking are kind of wildly different.
But I'm not comparing their crimes. I'm comparing who wants these people gone?
Ohtani? I don't think he...
Remember, all the other casino magnates and other athletes that were tied to him,
right,
and other famous people.
Yeah, you forget about that.
It's like,
yeah, all right.
I can imagine him no speak English no more, you know? It's like, I forgot.
Cut out his tongue?
Yeah, you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Ohtani. Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Right now. And a very good boy for a dog. What? I love when I see that. You know? Just a good pup out there.
Oh, who doesn't love good puppos?
Doing his thing. Just like his owner, Shohei. Big crowd, doesn't matter. He's a performer. He'll put on a show no matter what. I like it. All right. That got us off of... I felt like we were going down a dark path. I felt like Rust was getting a little wound up. So we're talking Good Boys then.
All right.
All right.
I have to submit one for the group here.
Okay.
I have a family function tonight with the in-laws.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It is the pre... normally, it is the, like, pre-Christmas Eve celebration with my in-laws' family friend that they do every year. Well, and I love them. They're great.
In August?
Okay. I was going to say, this
it
is...
It didn't happen because...
Aggressive.
Three different people had COVID this past year.
Okay.
And they're circling back, like, let's do it now. And I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like...
Those aren't the rules.
I'm like, no. This is... No. It's... No. Why? Like, again, tonight, college football taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And we had nothing going on for the past 3 months.
Yep.
Isn't that what the DVR is for, too?
Dude, a DVR game, if you can stay away from the score, it's a beautiful thing.
Sure.
Like, and this is one of the games where I want to stay away from the score. There's a lot of games that I'll DVR that I'm like... Yeah. I like to know what happened and then go back and, like, say, all right, let's see how this all played out.
You
want
to see the journey, too, even though you know the destination.
This is one game, though, I don't want to know the outcome before I watch it. Right. I want to go in with a blank slate to North Dakota State, Colorado.
Now, I have a dumb question.
All right.
And I know that there are no dumb questions, only dumb people that ask questions. So... I am not a cord cutter yet. I'm not on the YouTube television or the Hulu with live, what have not, and all those. Do those streaming services, do they have DVR as well?
Yes.
Do they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can record shows, or you could just go back and just rewatch them.
Right.
Some they don't
including
call
like
it
with
DVR.
The live sports.
I think I believe that to be true for most of them.
Right.
That's been my experiences in the past. I don't know all of them.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them.
Because it feels like that would be a giant, you know,
yeah.
Con.
I feel like there's something here that needs to be discussed because we were talking about the Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA, Big Ten blackout locally here. I have seen more people and heard of more people just saying, got FUBU, FUBU, not FUBU.
For us, by us,
baby. They're not wearing FUBU gear.
I mean, they could.
I don't know when the last time I saw FUBU gear outside of a Goodwill was.
I mean, and always in powder blue.
It's like in the 90s, early aughts, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're going to FUBU. FUBU. God, now it's in my head. I'm in your head, Werder. They're going to FUBU, and they're not looking back. But there's been a lot of that. And YouTube TV, too. I think more people have been on the YouTube TV track.
The
FUBU's had a big come up.
The Vancouver Ford text line saying that YouTube TV, in fact, has unlimited DVR.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And you could just go back, like, sometimes it's not even DVR. You could just, like, scroll back and be like, you want to watch this as live? You're like, sure. Bingo.
Yeah.
Do that whole thing, too.
So, yeah, I've got a Christmas in August thing I have to do tonight.
Don't do that. Don't. Put your foot down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
This is
not one of those things I can put my foot down on.
I just don't...
You know what I mean.
There's also people that it's something special that you only see them once a year.
But now I'll see them twice a year.
In 4 months apart, too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't... That... Unacceptable.
And to be fair, I like I said...
And it's not that you don't...
I do like them.
You it's not like, yeah, you like the people... You'd be like, yeah, I would love to see these people more.
And I do see them at, like, basically every one of the family functions on my wife's side of the family. Like, they're always
okay,
there.
So why are we pressuring this?
That's what I said. I was like...
Are you going to have to wear a Christmas sweater when it's 88 degrees out today?
Look, I don't... There's also, like, it's not a white elephant gift exchange. It's like it is a gift exchange. And I had one from that sat and sat and sat, and my wife eventually stole it.
Oh.
So now I have to go get one.
No, what you should do is even used, be like, look, we waited. We held off as long as we could. This is 3 months. It's been used, but here you go.
But yeah, she stole it, and now I have to go get one before we go I told her a couple days ago. I go, hey, you stole the present that I had for your dad. You need to replace it. And now we're here day of. She's like, oh, here's a couple ideas. I'm like, well, get to it.
Yeah. Dem's the rules.
So
it's a weird. That's a weird thing to do,
right?
You could have done it several months in between now and December 24th.
All right, I'm sorry, man. It's just
Maybe
my wife's like, well, you should appreciate this because it means that we get to do stuff with people that we love, and I'm just like, okay, look,
and they are people that you love. Sure. You like being around them. All of that stuff we can say are all truths. We're not lying here, right?
But we have yada yada. But I have that, and we've got another family friend thing on Saturday, and then we've got a birthday thing on Sunday. I'm like, we could have cut this one out.
Here's my big problem with this. Bigger than just like doing like we're redoozies on Christmas. Are you guys going to be playing like Christmas music?
If they are, I'm going to lose it.
That is a pet peeve of mine.
I don't like Christmas music to begin with.
Christmas music, let alone is out of season. The day after Thanksgiving to Christmas
day, and it ends there.
That is your Christmas music window. I don't like Christmas movies. I don't like Christmas shows. I don't like Christmas songs. Anytime. Like, you're going, you're doing the rewatch of The Office, right?
Because you worked in you've had your brain warped by Christmas music just like I have.
Yeah. I don't think I ever worked at the Finish Line.
Oh, did you not work there during Christmas? Oh, God. No. I worked at Abercrombie for two Christmases, and I wanted to make brain matter all over the wall.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an evergreen statement for you, but when you think of the Christmas music, it just gets so old so quickly. And then you have that time off where you have 11 months to be like, hey, this is good to hear again. It's comforting to hear it at this time. Don't give me that. I will switch off of any of the shows that are Christmas shows if I'm rewatching a series and it's not Christmas time. I'll be like, yeah, we're going to skip this
one.
Yeah,
we're good. We don't need this one.
I don't need to watch the Office episode where Michael Scott takes what's her face to rehab.
We're in that month leading up to it, you know, and I come across Christmas Vacation or Christmas Story. Yeah, I'll leave it on there.
No.
I'll give it a watch.
Mm-mm.
Nope. No?
Mm-mm. I get mad at that network.
Fix the Newell post.
I will get mad at that network, and I'll protest it for a while. TNT, you want to do Christmas in July? Mm-mm. Not going
to
watch.
I didn't say July. I said that month leading up to it.
Oh. Wait, so October, you're talking November. Oh, well, yes, that's the window.
Yeah.
That's in the window.
Okay, I didn't realize it.
The window is Thanksgiving to Christmas.
Yeah.
God, follow along.
Well, you haven't.
No, you have that window. But if you're going any other month between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'll even give you a little bit of a wiggle room to New Year's. I'll give you to New Year's even. Not with the music, but with the movies.
Oh, no,
like
see
with
me?
The movies. I'll,
once
I'll
you
give
hit December 26th, Christmas stuff is done. That's right. It.
Okay.
You're dead.
That's a hard out.
Yep. All right. Ooh, yeah. Like this Vancouver 4 text line chiming in. Big five. Christmas music for 3 years was terrible. Marshmallow World 10 times a day. Yeah, that'll get you. Don't want to do it. Not going to do it. Nope.
Working at the mall at Christmas just made me despise a lot of what the commerce of Christmas is.
Yeah.
It just...
Well, have a great Christmas on August 29th, Danny.
Sweet, thanks.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
I hope they're not listening and thinking I'm being grumpy about this.
Well, no, you're not. You just... It's why? It's part of the game.
I don't understand.
Can't wait for you to come in tomorrow with a big old eggnog hangover. It's like 88 degrees. They're gonna have eggnog out with a little bit of rum in it, and you're just gonna be. That sounds like the worst thing ever right now.
Mm.
Oh man, brutal. All right. Well, shall we sport?
Fine.
We shall.
Mm.
We shall. We've got a lot that we need to get to, NFL and college football related. We've got quarterbacks named. But the weirdest saga in sports doesn't seem to have an end. Next on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The bizarre saga that does not seem to have an end in sight. The San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. What the heck is going on here? It is time for game preparation. And we've seen guys like Ja'Marr Chase, who does not have a contract yet with the Cincinnati Bengals. Good soldier it. Push his way through. Say, you know what? For the greater good, I'm going to come back. I'm going to practice through. We'll iron this thing out when the time comes. We have a lot of receivers that have, and players around the NFL really, that have said, nope, you know what? I'm going to get this deal done. Iron it out with the team and the player. Contracts for CeeDee Lamb have been pushed through. We've seen guys start to return. The 49ers are on a completely different planet with both Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, though I've always been of the thought, and it's been reported out there, that they know what they're going to do with Trent Williams, and they don't need Trent Williams right now to just be out there, mm-hmm. but they need to know how much money they have to work with, and that hinges on Ayuk, right?
Sure.
To give Trent Williams his new deal, but those days may be disappearing mm-hmm. very quickly if you listen to John Lynch yesterday on the Ayuk situation.
Was it communicated to Brandon's camp at any point, say, in the last few weeks, that he would be expected to practice starting?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into our communication again, but, you know, there's... you know, at some point, you got to play.
At some point, you got to practice. Got no update, but at some point, you got to practice.
And there's a little news bit there in the sense of, I saw it discussed in the San Francisco media circles, Ayuk was dealing with like a lower back strain in the beginning of camp. So technically, he could be excused by doctors and not have to not be faced with fines via the CBA. That's no longer the case.
Yes. But also, as a fifth-year guy, when you're getting your new deal, you can waive some of those fines because you're still on your rookie deal. Apparently, that is in the CBA, mm-hmm. so he's not on a veteran deal. Like, you know, and he has been technically showing up, just not practicing.
Yes, but again, it's there's a gray area here there where if the 49ers want to go hardline stance, they can.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, here's the thing I don't know. The 49ers, what we do know, have given their best offer that they can because of all of the guys that they're trying to pay right mm-hmm. now, too. So they're sitting there going, all right, we will allow you to go out and find a team, negotiate a contract, and if we have a trade that makes sense for both of us, we'll go ahead and do that, right? Mm-hmm. Commander said, no, price point too steep. We're out. We don't want to do that.
Patriots offered, but he wanted no part of the Patriots.
Patriots gave him over $30 million. Mm-hmm. It was reported, what, $32 million mm-hmm. average salary. And he said, no, don't want to do that. Pittsburgh gave him a competitive offer, mm-hmm. more than what San Francisco was willing to give mm-hmm. to give him. And that's a place that he wanted to go to. And he said, I don't want to do this anymore. Probably watched his quarterback, the quarterback play, and goes, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And so, and it was just a little bit more than what San Francisco was yeah. offering. So you're in this boat where you're going, all right, it's not about the money. Mm-hmm. You want to win. But
it's also about
the money, because you're really upset that San Francisco can't give you more, right? And the touches, the hierarchy of where you are in that offense. He's fourth fiddle. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that anybody with a brain can look at it and be like, yeah, that makes sense. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, and then Brandon Ayuk. Mm-hmm.
No, and the interesting thing is this happened yesterday. The Cleveland Browns moved a ton of Deshaun Watson's money from guaranteed contract to signing bonus, which freed up $62 million. And immediately got me thinking, well, they were a team that was rumored around Ayuk, and then Adam Schefter addressed that this morning on Pat McAfee.
They already were offering more money than Pittsburgh, more money than San Francisco. They were offering a lot. That wasn't the issue.
Got it.
The issue simply was that he preferred to go elsewhere.
So what did they open up all this money for then? Trent?
Well, they opened it up knowing that they have business to do at the start of the new league year next year, and to have that flexibility. And again, I don't ever rule out that Brandon Ayuk couldn't change his mind today, but I haven't heard that he is. Like, if I heard today that he was being traded with Cleveland, would it shock me? It would surprise me. But in this particular situation, nothing has been what you thought it would be. Yeah. Nothing.
It's like, oh,
so it's hard. It's hard to predict. But I don't think, to answer your question, I don't think the Browns opened up that cap space with the idea that we are getting close to making a trade for Deshaun. I could be wrong, but I don't believe that to be the case.
No one knows.
Okay.
Why are you opening up $62 million? It's not like the Cleveland Browns have a litany of players with, like, the 49ers, where they're looking at, okay, we have this contract coming up, this contract coming up, this contract coming up. They've got a running back coming off a leg getting basically torn off. They've got Myles Garrett wrapped up. They've already guaranteed all of Deshaun Watson's money. There's nobody on their roster outside of those guys where you're just like, yeah, that guy needs to be locked up for an eternity because he's the future of us. Like, so why the hell are they clearing $62 million if not to go after some monster free agent?
Dak. That, isn't that the number Dak is looking for?
Oh,
isn't that the God. Exact number Dak is looking for?
What, are they going to string out? Get string how out Deshaun great. Watson's guaranteed
how
money.
How great would that be if they just trade Deshaun God. To Dallas for Dak and they give him his $62 million? That would make me the happiest person on earth.
Deshaun
right now.
Going to the Cowboys and, like, all of a sudden being, like, fixed again, like he can only work in Texas, would be hilarious. But, like, my first thought when I saw that was like, oh, they must be back in on Ayuk. Because yeah. why the hell are you clearing $62 million?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I just am, in all of this, I have been like, the 49ers could be at fault here. Brandon Ayuk could be at fault
they both
here.
Are.
Let's,
they both
let's
are.
Let this play out. I have changed that to, I think this is more of a Brandon Ayuk issue than a San Francisco
49ers. Oh, he's a crazy
issue.
Diva wide receiver, but the 49ers are still not handled this correctly at all.
Okay, but how? They have said, okay, go find a trade partner then.
Well, Tim Kawakami of The Athletic covers the Bay Area sports. He reported this morning that in total value, they're apart by about $10 million.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Which, if you're Jed York, shut up and do it. $10 million over Gareth.
But you can't. You can't. They are sitting there saying we can't do it.
You can do $10 million guaranteed over a course of a 4-year deal. You can do.
But then the trade value for or the re-signing of Brock Purdy, the ability to re-sign Trent Williams, they've drafted really well. They've traded for guys that are really important pieces. They are up against it in that regard. So
Trent Williams is not going to play another 4 years. So
I understand that, but Trent Williams is more important to this team than Brandon Ayuk is this year.
But if you guarantee it, think about this, okay? The likelihood that George Kittle is going to be there in 4 years, probably 75% or better. Probably going to be there. McCaffrey, he's probably going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah,
for injuries.
There is. I think both those guys are going to wear down, and Deebo Samuel is too. That's why it's prudent that you have to keep Trent Williams, because I think you got like a 2-year window right now.
But also, Ayuk's the youngest of them. If you're going to keep a receiver for any period of time, if it's $10 million of total money strung out over 4 years, you're talking about less than $3 million.
But I think that this is where San Francisco is handling this the way they should, because in the NFL, you don't think about that 4 years. It's we have a window right now. How can we keep this window open and productive so we can still win over the next 2 years? Because that's their window, is 2 years right now. Because Brock Purdy's going to be this year. He is going to be coming off the cheap deal. You're going to have to pay him, because San Francisco, of all teams, knows that Jimmy Garoppolo can only get you so far, right? Mm-hmm. And you got a guy that you think can get you over that hump and manage this team, and that will take up a bulk of money. They're looking at this as 2 years, not that 4 year, because they're going to have to, at some point, hit that reset when Kittle comes up, when he's done, when McCaffrey falls off the
edge. And that's why you just backload it with him, because nobody else on your roster is going to be there at that point in time.
But at the same time, they said, go find a trade partner. And he can't. He can't.
Well, I mean, he can, but...
No, he can't, because he's not taking it.
Yeah.
He has been given the opportunity to talk to every single team in the NFL. Where do you want to go?
He wants his money, but he wants his money in San Francisco. That's what it comes down to.
And that's why...
San Francisco is saying, well, no, and it's...
And that's why I don't think that this is the franchise's fault. I think that this is more on Brandon Ayuk, because money... Not a problem. Winning situations, not a problem. Cleveland is a winning situation.
Mm-hmm.
They can win.
And Deshaun Watson's arm falling off is still better than Russell Wilson.
If you think you're that good, then go to Cleveland and make them better. Get them over the hump, right? This is a team that went to the divisional round last year and lost to the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
So you can... Or no, they got beat by Houston.
Houston
they got beat by Houston on the road. Got walloped by Houston.
That was the season.
So go ahead and make them better. If you're saying you are that good, you should make that difference there. That's why I'm going. I'm losing more on Ayuk, and I'm more on board with the 49ers. But for the 49ers, they're in this situation where they want to still do right by the player, but the player they tried to handle this like the Kansas City Chiefs did. With Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
And Brandon Ayuk is turning out to be more of an issue between the ears than Tyreek Hill is.
Which is saying something.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, go find your perfect spot. Nope. Out. So this is getting even more murky by the minute. 503-864-6326. That be the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. All right. We got the start of the college football week one tonight. And this little nugget out of Colorado, North Dakota State, it perked my attention. Because the Bison are going to go into this thing without every advantage they can possibly have. First is Russ with SportsCenter. Colorado Buffaloes take on North Dakota State tonight, 5 o'clock kick. On ESPN. The Bison, a FCS powerhouse. We know about the greatness of North Dakota State. One thing I love about their uniforms, subtle accent, the wheat. They have wheat on their helmet stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Their helmet stripe is wheat. Like their pants stripe is wheat. I think they got it. They got a good look there at North Dakota State.
No, they
do. I don't like their yellow jerseys as much. I like their green and their white ones. But they got the nice little wheat stripe that they have. I think it's on their green helmets. It's pretty sweet. But they take on Colorado tonight in Boulder, and all eyes are on the Buffs to see if they are for real or not. I think the line has been bet up to 10. It's opened at 8. The line has been bet up to 10 for Colorado.
I might take the Bison on 10. Getting to double digits, I might take that.
Well, North Dakota State is in a weird situation because we got helmet comms this year. First time that in the FBS you can have the helmet comms, where coaches can communicate with their quarterback and one player on defense as well to get their plays in so we don't have Connor Stallions running around. The FCS level, you do not have those helmet comms. And this comes from Guy Haberman of Big Ten Network. Mm. So North Dakota State bought the helmet comms.
For the one game?
For the one game this year. They said, screw it. If they have them, we're going to have them. And they can only use them in this game.
I thought if North Dakota State didn't have them, I thought Colorado couldn't use them.
I think they can. I think in these instances they can because of...
Interesting.
It's only if another FBS doesn't have it. Because, I mean, you're playing a different level. Playing a different level of football. I mean, the advantages are already there.
Still. It feels unsporting.
So you think that's going to make a difference in the final score?
Look, I'm just saying, it feels unsporting in the way of like going hunting or going fishing in a trout pond. I mean, like, look, it's already gone a little too far when you're taking FBS against FCS.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think it matters.
You also need to have that.
Yeah.
Look, again, folks, I'm pro hunter. Like, just chill. But it feels very unsporting.
Well, North Dakota State doesn't care.
But then also North Dakota State said, well, fine, we'll play too.
Yeah, we're going to have this for the one game that we can use it this season.
You know, screw it. I'm taking North Dakota State.
You're going to go North Dakota State on this, huh?
It's not smart money because it is still FCS against FBS, but North Dakota State is a hell of a program.
They are, but I know they've lost a lot. Dam breaks for North Dakota State because now you have lost three coaches to FBS, right? You're on your fourth coach in this run because Craig Bowles left first and went to Wyoming to take over. Wyoming, Chris Kleiman left, and he went to Kansas State where he's done an amazing job. Their head coach last year is now a defensive coordinator at assistant defensive coordinator at USC. Now you're on your fourth coach of this run. At some point, things change, right? And we saw that last year. South Dakota State has closed the gap on them. They aren't running roughshod through the FCS like they used to. And I think they may be living on, hey, remember that one time when Kansas State lost? And Kansas State lost to North Dakota State. Like, no, you're sitting there and you're going, you remember when North Dakota State would go down and they beat those FBS teams? At some point with the transfer portal too, like this is the hard part. And we talked about this with Idaho as they get ready to come to Autzen Stadium on Saturday. Giovanni McCoy, their quarterback from last year, is now the starting quarterback at Oregon State.
Yeah.
Anthony Woods, their 1,000-yard rusher a year ago, is now at Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Keeping your roster and keeping your coaching staff is harder than it's ever been before at the FCS level.
And North Dakota State, Montana State, they do have that leg up. We talked about the other day about keeping the locals. But also, those programs have also been successful in putting guys in the NFL.
Yes, they have.
They can go, look, you can go to Utah. You can go to whatever, you know, Power 4 school. But you better be sure. Because you can develop here and you can be a dude here. And you will get eyes.
Yep.
Like if your goal is to make it to the league, you can do it from here. And it's not like, oh, we get one every now and then. It's like, no, they churn them out.
Yeah. So this is a little wild. I'm looking at the North Dakota State transfer portal from this year. They lost a receiver. And a receiver. And a defensive lineman.
That's it?
So they've only lost two guys to the portal. Defensive lineman went to Kansas. receiver, ended up at Iowa State. Other than that, they've been able to close those doors. And that's incredible.
Your recent North Dakota State NFL players, Carson Wentz, recognize me.
Okay.
Easton Stick, yeah. Trey Lance, Christian Watson, Cody Mauch. Those are the guys that you recognize. But there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 guys in the past 5 years.
Not too shabby.
7 years.
That's not too shabby at
all. I mean, good Lord. For an FCS school, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good program they got going on there. Well, you get that game tonight. Outside of that, the slate is pretty thin. You got North Carolina and Minnesota, which I don't know if that does much for anybody. You got Mac Brown versus PJ Fleck. You're going to run the damn ball in that game. You're going to see that happen.
Run the ball.
Ooh.
Run the ball.
That's right, Brent Key. But other than that, it's a pretty slow slate on Thursday, but I don't care. Week one of college football is here, and all eyes are going to be on Boulder, Colorado, 5 o'clock ESPN, as we have North Dakota State Bison invading Boulder. Mark Jones, Roddy Jones, Quint Kesenich on the call for ESPN on that
one. It's always weird to hear Quint doing that because he's a lacrosse player and lacrosse guy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Played at Johns Hopkins? I think he played at Johns Hopkins. Hell of a player. But yeah, it's always
Johnny Hopkins. You should smoke weed with that guy. Stepbrothers. Great line.
Call me Nighthawk.
But yeah, hearing him call, you know, when you link somebody with another sport, it's always like, what are you doing calling this sport?
Yeah, what are you doing here? Why are you on this? You will have on the 5 o'clock kick for North Carolina and Minnesota, Jason Benetti, Brock Heward, Allison Williams on the call there.
Just did a quick look on North Dakota State.
Yeah.
24 players in the last 10 years.
To the NFL.
To the NFL.
That seems good. Is that good?
Yeah.
That seems good.
That's probably better than most college programs.
Okay.
To be honest.
24 guys in 10 years?
Yeah.
Look up, I mean, Oregon State's always pumped guys into the NFL. Look up like Cal. See where Cal is. Okay. Look at Cal. Yeah, look at Cal. That would be a good one to look up.
They have more volume because obviously they've been around and more functional longer. But let's go back 10 years.
Where are they at?
I have to manually count them because there's no ticker next to it.
What? They don't have numbers? What kind of shenanigans is this? Well, it seems like you're counting for a long time, though. Still counting.
30.
Yeah.
So again,
really good. All right. Hey, you want to talk about really good? Great news for the Beavs heading into their week one.
Mm.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan. This popped up the other day, and I thought it was really good. We haven't had a time to wedge this one in here, but great news for the Beavs heading into the start of the season, right?
Oh.
Skylar Jackson committed to Oregon State this week.
Who's he?
He is the son of Steven Jackson. Legendary running back for the Oregon State Beavers. And Steven Jackson and what he did in St. Louis was absolutely bonkers. I mean, just was it 8 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons that Steven Jackson had as a member of the Rams? Absolutely nuts. And Skylar Jackson doesn't come in as a 5-star running back or a 4-star. He's a 3-star running back. He's a 14th rated prospect out of the state of Nevada this year. But I look at when you have a program in such flux as Oregon State is, where there's so much unknown, when you are able to bring back those legacy guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold on to those legacy guys. And that says a lot about the connection that the Beavs have made with their alumni and their most notable alumni and that staying power, right? Of it still means a whole hell of a lot to the guys that played there. That, you know, Skylar Jackson isn't jumping at the offer that he had from, you know, the other Pac-2 school, Washington State, or, you know, trying to maybe stay in state and go to UNLV, which is on the up and coming. He is not this highly touted, heralded recruit, but keeping those guys is so important for a program, especially when you're in a transition period, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at on a completely different level where, you know, Alex Molden was a legacy guy for the Oregon Ducks. And when Elijah Molden came out of Westland High School, everybody's like, oh, yeah, he's going to go to Oregon. He's going to go to Oregon. But it was the stability of Chris Peterson. It was the program up at Washington, the trajectory of where things were going. You know, there was some flux in what was happening in Eugene. And one of those legacy guys, you know, his kid went to a rival, right?
Oops.
You know, and it worked out great for Elijah Molden. Oregon, obviously, is still in a really damn good place where they're at right now. And they were able to, you know, sturdy the ship and in through the some rough waters. But the fact of the matter was that was an in-state guy that was really good, a legacy guy. And for Oregon State, when your program is in flux right now, to hold on to those legacy guys, it's huge for your program. Even though he's not like a highly touted recruit like an Elijah Molden was.
No.
Still a guy that heading into his senior year, probably going to get a lot of flash. He's got a sturdy, he's 6'1", 205.
Oh, here's the thing. Is Bronny James the best basketball player we've ever heard of?
No.
How much focus did he get?
Way too much.
And that's the thing. Is like when you are a legacy, whether it's in basketball, football, whatever it is, if you're remotely good, it's good for everyone.
Yeah.
In the sense of it's additional coverage. It's like, oh, it's this.
Harvest your own land.
Oregon. Akili Smith Jr.
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
Is he... I've seen recruiting services rate him very highly, and I've seen some other services are like, he's more Bronny James in the sense of like, he probably, there's been, I think a few have given him some 5 stars, and I'm like, maybe let's stop that little train a little
TBD.
Bit. But that's part of like being the legacy.
Yeah.
Is you do get that bump. And you know who that's good for? It's good for the program.
Good for the
it's
program.
Good for the player. It's good for everyone. So being able to keep those guys, the one that immediately came to mind is Frank Gore. His kid went to Southern Miss.
Yeah. Like,
how the hell does Frank Gore Jr. go to Southern Miss?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what the heck?
Well, a lot of it is like they're not their dad, right?
Sure, like, but like,
but also,
like,
you
nothing?
Can develop into something. You got the genetics.
Isn't it? I mean, like, he just got cut by the Eagles, but I mean, like, you know,
yeah,
it's always like it's Nate Burleson II right now is at Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
pretty crazy to see that,
huh? That's weird. But when you see the legacies go somewhere else now. What's the McCaffrey, the youngest one that just got drafted? Luke?
Yeah, out of Rice.
Rice. He's the runt of the litter. We
still
get
in the NFL.
But we get
good genes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Rice, also, really good school.
Really good school.
Like, it's not Stanford, but still a very, very, very good school.
Yeah.
That one you kind of understand. You know what I mean? Like, that was like, well, it's a little bit of difference there.
Yeah.
But we're talking about with Jackson. He's how big?
6'1", 205.
Going into his senior year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be okay. Got a good little frame on him.
Yeah, he's not Brandon Jacobs, but, you know.
Yeah.
Who is?
Yeah, who is
6'3", 238-pound high school running back on coke.
That story is still... I don't think that got enough traction as it should have. I think the Olympics kind of overshadowed...
338 yards and 5 touchdowns.
And all because he was walking through the gym and the guy who played there the year before was like, hey, man.
You want to try that white girl?
He's like, okay.
Few bumps before you turn a few kids into some bumps.
Whoa.
I'll be right back. I got to go take one more quick dump.
Yeah, he was sprinting to the end zone, not because he wanted to score, because he had a crap.
There's another Molden, too. Josiah Molden at Westland.
Good God. I'm proliferating everywhere.
He is a monster. Monster corner too, for Anthony Newman, who you will hear on the pregame show coming up on Saturday, right here on the Fan. He came up, picked up his media credential today. I said, "How the line's looking, Q?" He said, ooh, "We're gonna be good." Yeah. You got a really good program up there, Westland High School. Good job. All right, let's get to hour number two, shall we?
We shall.
You want football some more?
Sure. A lot of that.
Is this a good prank or incredibly mean? next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.